All right, this is Mike's with Mike's podcast, the Bears, week 11 now.
Week 11.
Is it over with yet?
Getting there. I mean, it's over with for the Bears pretty much, but they have to still go play games, I think.
The good thing is we won't get our playoff invoices, I don't think.
That's good. Yeah. That is good. Because I don't think they're gonna slip into the playoffs this year.
No, I'm going to say no.
No, unless there was a playoff for who was the worst team.
Yeah, you know, they'd probably lose that too.
Yeah.
Just to keep consistent.
Yeah, they'd win a game that they have to lose.
I'd pour some beer.
Yeah.
Got a 2015 Bourbon County Regal Rye Stout. Like, everything else for them that year was fucking sour, so let's find out.
Sour!
I don't know if it's cold enough, but...
It looks thick.
It's good. It's good stuff. We need a little alcoholiness to talk about the Bears. So we got the Lions this week, the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Is it warm?
No, it's just right temperature-wise. Yeah, it's just... It's a little... It's got some depth to it.
See how much we care about the Bears. Fuck the fucking Bears. They suck. Anyway, we got the Lions coming up. Stafford. A pretty good season.
Bears will lose?
That's end of podcast. Bears lose.
This is a game that I think... this is one of those games where we all picked the Steelers. And then they ended up winning. I don't know how they beat Steelers. I don't know how they beat Panthers.
Well, that whole Steelers thing was, like you said, the Steelers came in just... They played like the worst team in the NFL that day. I mean, they couldn't get out of their own way. I mean, that was the only thing. The Bears didn't win that game. The Steelers made sure they lost
plays.
That.
Come on, we made some plays.
But the Steelers made sure they lost that game. I mean, they really did. I mean, compared to what they look like now.
But yeah, I think Billy's right. I think it's one of those ones where fucking Lions,
we
man.
We haven't
you
written
can't
off
trust the Lions. For
I
a
could
win.
See them winning.
Yeah, me too.
I think Stafford's overrated.
Stafford's definitely overrated. Yeah. He ain't worth what he's getting paid.
Anytime you become the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, you're automatically overrated. Yeah. Definitely overpaid.
Yeah. He's never won anything.
No. No. That's why I couldn't understand why they paid him as much as they did.
They haven't won a playoff game, have they?
No.
Or maybe ever.
You only went to one, wasn't it?
Two.
Or two. Was it two? Okay.
And he's lost them both.
Yeah. But they have more problems than just a quarterback over there in...
Yeah, they're running. They don't run the ball real well.
No, they haven't ran the ball well since Barry Sanders. Jesus.
They don't coach well over there.
They coach better than us.
Well, yeah. The pot shouldn't be calling the kettle black right now.
Yeah, I actually think it's a very winnable game, though. I mean, it's now that everybody, you know, what are we, 3-6?
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty much like almost eliminated. I mean, now is when we'll knock off a couple wins. I just think that the Lions, you can't trust the Lions. Any Lions fan will tell you that.
No, yeah, but you can't trust the Bears either.
No. Yeah.
I mean, it's like two teams where it's like, you might as well just flip a coin at the end of the day and see what's going to happen. And your chances are probably just as good.
We'll see.
Obviously, the Lions are better, but I just think this is a game that they've been written off and they're going to surprise. When they win these games, they shouldn't.
Yeah, that is true.
I can't figure it out. They should have beat the Packers.
Yep.
Having a bye week, Packers a short week.
Packers not being good.
Yeah.
No.
And somehow we made them look good.
I want to ask you guys both this. I was thinking about this all week. What did you think of the way Trubisky played?
I'm not ready to write him off by any stretch of the means. So, like, I'm thinking he had some really good throws. He had some really shitty throws in that game, though, too. Had a couple where he just completely
played well.
Blew, but, I mean, he's...
You think so?
Played well enough to win.
What?
He's not very... He needs to work on his accuracy a little bit. It's his fundamental, something about his footwork or something. I don't know.
So, this is what... I have a lot of time to think, so I'm driving around thinking.
And let me preface that with he's playing well for, what, his fifth start or whatever? Fourth, fifth start?
So what if...
And he only had 10 starts.
What if Cutler had that same game?
Oh.
297 yards, one touchdown, no turnovers.
Not good enough. He has the, you know, he should have came out there and won the game, you know?
That's my whole thing. That is the game that Bears fans wanted Cutler to play for 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
And it's still not good enough to win. Like... My hope, I defended Cutler, but I still think that he didn't have anything around him, and neither does Trubisky.
No.
That's the game that Bears fans wanted. 300-yard passing, No turnovers, one touchdown. Take a sack, throw the ball away. Well, that's what Trubisky did. This team's just not good enough to, at the other positions to win.
No.
It doesn't matter who's at quarterback.
No.
And then our coaching suspect to boot.
Dontrell Inman, though. I mean, he's besides that last key drop, I think that was his only drop. He had the most targets. He's the only one that actually looked like a fucking wide receiver out there.
I like the fact, like, the thing I liked about Cutler was he took chances.
I like to gamble
a little bit, so I'm good with him gambling. He threw a lot of picks that way.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Trubisky...
Yeah, but so did Brett Favre back. I mean, look at Brett Favre. Brett Favre was a gambler. He had
better people around him.
True, but, I mean, he... You know, if you look at any good quarterback, like the best quarterbacks out there, like, they always took that chance. You know, some of them had better weapons around them to throw to and stuff like that, but any good quarterback is still, at certain times, going to take that chance.
And I did another thing. I was really dislike Josh Bellamy. But there's a reason he plays, and I was watching a little bit. He gets open.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only one that gets open.
He runs great routes. But he's fast as fuck. He can't catch. Yeah.
So that's bad.
Yeah.
Receivers that can't catch are bad.
But Edmund was consistently getting open. The guy's lanky. I mean, you can get up there and get it. Except that last one.
So what's the purpose of having a receiver that can't catch?
He's the only one that gets open. Hopefully he can catch.
I mean, what I'm just saying is, if you're a wide receiver, I would expect you, if you're going to hire somebody who's a wide receiver,
so down on the depth chart.
No, I know. I'm just being a smart ass, but right. I'm just like, you know.
He must be really bad at cornerback, is what I'm guessing, because he hasn't been able to catch his whole career.
Right.
Or you know what? When he does make a catch, it's a fucking spectacular catch. He'll just bounce off his numbers all day.
You know, or is he that guy who, when he does catch it, you know, he can... you know, move and get away from the defender and you know, break it open. But I mean, you know, but you got to catch the ball to see it. So
yeah, there's a reason he plays, and it's
you're absolutely right on that. I think I've heard that in the past that he runs really good routes and he's obviously fast, dude. I mean, but he's a special teamer if I ever saw one, man. Dude's a gunner, not a wide receiver, but he's a wide receiver when you have injuries. Are they going to bank on Kevin White to actually play next year? Or?
Yeah, we get another first-round draft pick back next year. Yeah. Third year in a row, we have two first-round draft picks.
Well, and I will say, you know what they need to do in first round? Pick up wide receiver and wide receiver.
Just see what's available.
Yeah, definitely offensive side of the ball.
Yeah. I think defensively, like last week, though, I don't know.
Were they just on the field the whole time, or...
Well, Green Bay had time of possession for, what, 30...
We didn't tackle very well.
35 minutes, and Bears 25 or 26, 34, something like that. So it was, you know, I mean, Green Bay did control the clock that game.
The first half, the Bears should have been winning the first half. Green Bay was handed a touchdown on a horrible pass interference call and then a holding call on the run for the touchdown. And then John Fox challenging the...
Challenge, though.
They should have been winning 17-13. But it is what it is.
That challenge,
got to be someone upstairs that can tell him not to challenge that.
Yeah, I mean, who?
Or was his foot out? I don't know. I mean, was foot or
his foot was out? While he still had contact with the ball. It should have been out, but out of bounds at like the 2 or 3. But it's another thing again that we talked about a few weeks ago. It just annoys the piss out of me is. They give the referee that little iPhone and tell him to figure out...
Microsoft Surface.
Oh, sorry.
Come on now.
Product
placement.
They
might be a sponsor later.
Product placement. Product placement for Microsoft Surface. That guy can't see anything. It's a paid official in New York that makes the final decision.
Right, turn the fuck around, man.
Which is really wrong.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Were you saying that it should be like a third-party company or something like that?
Yeah. It should be.
It's not a bad idea. But
somebody not paid by the NFL.
I mean, they'd have to be paid by the NFL at some point. And I guess the Players Association could pay him, but how shady would that be just as well?
Hey, at least one thing, John Fox kept his record when the spread was in his favor, he managed to lose the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consistent.
0-6.
I heard a lot of fans bitching about that on the way out. Like, wow, they must have been listening to the Mike's with Mike's Bears preview.
Oh man, yeah. That it's just I don't know. It was like kind of funny going into the Green Bay game. I was kind of like starting to slowly change my opinion on, you know, maybe the Bears can start working with something. And, you know, I'm not expecting them to get great or anything like that. But then after this last week, I was just like, why do I get my hopes up about, my hopes up, what I meant, I mean, like about an inch. I'm not talking, I went, you know, real high, but
that's
I'm
what
like,
they do.
I even put a little bit of an inch in, and it was just like, God, I mean, like I said, Trubisky, he looked, like I said, he had, like you said, with the accuracy issues, you know, stuff like that, he had a couple of passes that,
I thought he had a pretty good game.
I do too.
What do you think, Billy?
I thought he played well, but like I said, that's the same game we've been asking for years, and out of Cutler, and the team's just not good enough around him.
Yeah, and when Cutler did have weapons, and when the offense was good, our defense was historically horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you had Marshall and Jeffrey, and, you know, Forte... Jeez,
Jeffrey's just, a punk. They were both punks. Like,
but look how good Jeffrey was opposite Marshall, though.
Jeffrey was good for half a season last year, and then he wanted to get paid, so he didn't want to get hurt. So he, I don't know. So he stayed.
He
one
found
year.
The right team, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Where's he at now,
bitch? Gonna come back and kick our ass.
The Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles. Oh yeah. Oh,
nice. We go there and get our asses kicked.
We'll
you know that's the kind of game that we'll play him to, like, you know. Within like 3 points, somehow losing on something, some bullshit. No, well, Eagles will probably just kill us.
Yeah,
they'll kill us. They got such a potent offense right now.
Oh well, fuck the Eagles.
Yeah, I hate the
Hear
Eagles.
Hear that, Phil Smith?
Yeah, fuck you, Phil, and the Eagles.
I've never been able to stand them. They're some of the whiniest fans. I mean, Bears are some of the most depressing fans, but the Eagles are some of the whiniest fans. And
oh, it seems like a bad place to go visit, too.
Oh, a veteran's stadium. Well, it's not veterans anymore. Didn't they move to a new stadium?
Yeah,
but still.
They're not welcoming,
I don't think. You want to get mugged or, like, beat up or something like that, you go there.
Some corporate name stadium.
Is this some, like, little brother thing with New York or something because of the proximity?
No, I think it's just Philadelphia's a miserable fucking city.
Hey. I don't like any of their teams. I don't really
know. It's
kind of
like a
St. Louis.
It's like the
St. Louis. Who won't listen to this.
It's like the St. Louis to the East.
St. Louis to the East. You know, I had a lovely time in St. Louis when I was there.
You know,
so
St.
I don't know
Louis,
what you're talking
like,
about.
Like St. Louis sports fans were some of the most miserable.
There might have been a Black Lives Matter protest right outside the diner I was eating at, but I still had a great time.
You know, well, I'm not saying you can't go to Philadelphia and have a great time, but what I'm saying is I think it's just, you know, it's just kind of like a redheaded stepchild of that area, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you've got St. Louis, you know, like you look at like the middle, you know, the Midwest, you know, and you got Chicago, and you got Indy, and you got... you know, Nashville, and you got
that's
you know,
South,
all these other cities. Well, Nashville's pretty much Midwest. You're like right on that border. But, you know, Minneapolis, you know, even Milwaukee, you know, I like Milwaukee.
We've gone down.
You know, but, you know, you go out east, nobody ever talks about Philadelphia. They talk about Boston, they talk about New York, they talk about all these other cities, and, you know, and then there's like Philadelphia out here, which has got a population of about 1 million or something like that. And nobody says shit about it ever.
Fuck Philadelphia, man.
Because it sucks.
Not the Bears.
They got the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez. So, you think we're going to win?
I don't.
Me and Billy think we're going to win. We've seen too many Bears-Lions games and I think we're going to win.
Why?
You got the loss on you, though.
I'm just really down on the Bears right now. I don't trust the Lions to do anything good. Like, they're like one of those teams that's been a joke for, the last 50 years, you know, where it's like...
They made the playoffs last year. Watch out.
Well, they've made the playoffs before, but did they ever do anything with it?
Yeah, they went and played, and they lost. Did something with it. They just didn't do the right thing with it.
The only time the Lions ever did anything was when they... Didn't they knock the Bears out of the playoffs back in, 2002, 2003? Like the Bears had to win that last game, and the Lions were, 2-13 or some shit like that, and they ended up beating the Bears and knocked the Bears' chances.
The only time I remember that happening, for sure, or we let the Packers in, and then they came and beat us in the championship.
You know.
The Chris Conte play. Yeah. And the no one run into the loose ball, and, you know, all that fun stuff. Who got on the injury list? Is Trevathan going to play?
I don't know.
I was just listening on the way here. That's still questionable.
Questionable is better than doubtful.
Or I don't know if it was questionable, doubtful, but I mean, it was just like, nobody knows anything.
Kyle Long will play, though.
He's not even on the injury report.
Yeah, he's
not on the injury report? Cool.
So I don't know, but he's beat up. If I was him, I'd sit out. He needs surgeries.
Yeah.
What the hell is the purpose of him getting hurt?
He just don't have that. I don't know. He just wants to play.
I just wonder with him, though, if he's not, he's just not going to be one of those guys who's always going to be on and off the injury report over the years.
Will be. I think you just have to have depth at the line. I think we've had decent line play. Decent. But as far as injuries go, we've been a little banged up and things. So, yeah, I think every offense seems like every offensive lineman, or they just never miss a game, or they're a little off and on, you know.
I did hear this week that Grisou, Pro Football Focus, does a rating from 0 to 100, and Grisou was a 0 this week.
Zero. That's wonderful.
He's like the second time it's ever happened in the history of Pro Football Focus.
He was about a 2 all of last season. So.
But he's snapping a ball with a broken hand, so that doesn't...
That nice. Can help. Yeah, the snaps have been pretty fucking bad, but Mitch has done pretty well with them.
Yeah.
He's probably used to getting those snaps in practice, so...
It's like another obstacle Mitch has to deal with, you know? I mean, you got no receivers... You got a snapper with a fucking broken hand, you know. I mean, you gotta love. It's almost like a comedy skit with the Bears in a lot of ways, you know. Like if you look at it from a comedy point of view, you're like, oh, this is kind of funny, like just how goofy and, you know.
It's hard to be one of his best is me and Billy though.
I don't understand how they have more injuries than the average team. That's what I can't figure out. It's got to be training staff. I don't know. This whole staff's got to go.
I think so. The whole staff's got to go.
I'd entertain keeping Fangio because the defense has improved so much, but...
But nobody's going to... You're not going to hire a head coach and say you have to keep this coach.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And if you... That's the kind of thing that's going to get you a shitty hire, you know, if you do that.
I mean, Ryan Pace and the McCaskies need to go, okay, if we want... You know, if we want to win and we want to do something... You know, if we hire a new coach, he has to be able to put in the staff, you know... His assistant staff that he wants.
Well, of course.
You know, if you sit here and say, because we got into that problem, what was it back in, was it in the beginning of the Lovie era?
No, I think they hired Trestman. They wanted to keep somebody. Babich, maybe.
I think he wanted to keep that horrible fucking offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, didn't he? What the fuck was his name?
Well, no, but I think it happened in the beginning of the Lovie era when we... For the first year, it was like the first year Lovie was there, if I'm not mistaken. We had a holdover of defensive coordinator from the, what's his name?
What was it? Dick Turan.
Dick Turan.
It's not like they kept Shoop or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, God, the Shoop era.
The fucking wide receiver screen master.
Oh, man, that brings back some memories. I remember just sitting there
God, you make some good memories for me, man. That was a fun season, that 0-1
season. It was, you know, at least the Bears back then, even with the Dick Turan era, you know, like we bitched, moaned, whined, and cried, but they had a 13-3 season. Yeah. They had an 11-5 season. They had, you know, a couple times where...
He wasn't Trestman bad, that's for sure. He wasn't Coach of the Year Canada material.
I think after they got rid of Lovie, like, there's just been this disarray, and they don't know what to do.
Fox's record is worse than Trestman's. I think I saw that the other day.
Fox, they were saying, they were talking about it on 670 the other day, and they were thinking, well, if you think, you know, Trestman's record was bad, because I think Trestman won, what, 7 games the one season? I think his first season there, they were 7-9.
Yeah, with Lovie's players.
You know, I mean, and yeah, Trustman was terrible and stuff like that, and I don't know if it's a complete reflection.
So bad about Trustman is the defense got so fucking bad.
Oh, yeah.
We hadn't seen that before, you know?
Because
defense was always viable, at least.
Because the one year with Trustman, we were throwing up, like, a whole bunch of points. I mean, it was opened up, and we were throwing up a shit ton of points, but...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just...
We were toward the top points scored in the league there for a while.
I think it was like the one season with Trustman was the Bears.
But we couldn't hold. We had two games. It wasn't back to back, but same season letting up over 50.
It was back to back.
It was back to back. I mean, Patriots, that is fuck. How does the defense coordinator
Patriots
get
and
fired?
Packers, I think.
I mean, Patriots won.
But I think Trustman actually holds the record. And I'd have to double check on this for the most points scored on average, you know, for a season with the Bears. Like, I think that one season
that could very well be a thing.
It's really weird like that. But we were averaging like 28 something or whatever it was, which is unheard of for the Bears because the Bears, I think, historically only average like 19 points a game or something like that.
The goal's always kind of been with the defense to hold them under 17 if we have a legitimate chance of winning.
The Bears, as an organization, have always been a very defensively, you know. focused organization, but I just thought it was funny. One of the coaches that we like to lambast the most, also, I think, like I said, I have to double check on this, holds the record for most points scored a game.
That's like the only average. Thing that he was. They had a lot of success on offense, but what really killed his reign with the Bears, other than losing a shitload of games and losing control of his locker room, was that the defense got so bad.
Well, and then
we cannot have that in Chicago.
And do you remember the quarterback shuffle that went on with what was that? Wow, what started with a Q? Quinn?
McNown?
No, McCown? No, he was a quarterback. He had to have this guy. He had to have this guy. He had to have this guy. He was a total fucking.
Who was the Notre Dame guy?
Oh, Quinn.
Quinn, yeah. And he was.
No, it wasn't Brady Quinn.
It was the other guy. It was
the
fucking
other clown.
It was not the nice looking one. It was the fucking weird looking one.
Yeah, there was this one, and he
looks like he belonged with a crew cut. Maybe he had red hair at one point in his life.
He had to have this guy. Had to have this guy. And the guy was just fucking terrible. He was just terrible.
Played for the Panthers.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Clausen.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Clausen was the shit, dude. Guy was awesome.
I mean, the Bears just did so much. They just do so many weird things and.
Look at the stats on the Trestman season. Just see that one offensive season, just because I think it was all defense. Like, we'd score 35 fuck points, get beat by fucking two touchdowns because our defense sucked. And their special teams is god-awful. That was another killer, Billy. You're one of the rare people who mentioned that, how much that matters and how much it's been. How bad was special teams last week, dude?
We had Connor Barth. He scored all our points. What do you mean?
Connor, I mean, I'm talking about the return game.
I was right
Billy.
About the
you know
point
what I'm
scoring.
Talking about. talking about.
He didn't miss a field goal. I couldn't believe it.
We gave them a lot of good field position. I don't know. We gave them pretty good field position.
Again, we actually, when we did drive, we went pretty deep. We just always stalled.
Kicked field goal.
You know, yeah. I mean, we kicked field goals. So we put Connor Barth where it was kind of like, if you miss this.
From your perspective in the end zone, Billy, did it look like it wasn't going to make it? Like, all Connor Barth's field goals looked like they weren't going to make it.
Yeah. They were barely clearing the crossbar.
And to his defense, hey, he made the field goals, and there was some pretty shitty weather. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connor Barth, Bears player of the week.
MVB.
Sweet.
MVB.
All right, so I think we're going to go ahead and beat the Lions. I think we're going to win 21-17.
I said 21-20.
21-20?
I don't know how. I have no idea.
I think we'll get the good call by the refs. We won't get fucked by the refs because it's the Lions, and the refs like fucking the Lions, let's face it. So maybe they'll give us a call. Fuck the other team.
I'm going to say 8-14. Bears lose. We'll get a safety and two field
goals. High scoring baseball game?
We'll get two field goals and a safety.
I like it.
And the Lions will score two touchdowns.
I think the Lions are averaging like 24 points a game, 25, something like that.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I'm just being
Bears
kind of,
defense yet? Oh, shit.
They score. So they picked on Kyle Fuller a lot last week, so I think.
Yes. And you know what? He's usually the one good thing about Kyle Fuller is he's a sure tackler, but man, he couldn't tackle a fucking anything last week, man. He was terrible. We'll see.
The defense took a step backwards last week, I think. I mean, now do they regroup and come back out and, you know, learn from their mistakes? I mean, that's.
Maybe it just shows you how much you miss a guy like Danny Trevathan.
They were without their best player. That doesn't help.
Yeah.
No, Keem Hicks was there. Their second, but you mean, oh, their best linebacker. Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, Trevathan and Hicks, it's a toss-up, man. Yeah. They're both disruptive and all over the place, and I fucking like them a lot, both. I wish them nothing but Bears for the next rest of your career and very, very healthy. Yeah. About the rest of those fuckers, though. You got to get to your open house, Billy?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
What else can we talk about Bears-wise? Let's have a caller. Let's have a caller call in and talk Mike Rogers into coming out to tape a remote podcast at a brewery on his way home. You need to call yourself on speakerphone?
No, I just got buzzed, but it was just the daughter. So
cool. Well,
she doesn't want to talk Bears, so
still gonna say six wins.
I'm still sticking with it. I don't know how they're gonna get it. They got San Francisco and Cleveland still, so that should be two.
I want to say.
should be two.
I want to say that we can win, like because Cleveland and the 49ers are both just.
We'll lose one of them.
This is the problem. We sit here and shit on the Bears, but like Cleveland and San Francisco are just downright. They're both competing for who can be the absolute worst team. But I think the Bears are going to lose to one of them. I think they're going to be like that one team where like, you know, the Browns or the 49ers get one of their one or two wins off of the Bears.
If they lose to one of them, I hope it's San Francisco and Robbie Gould kicks a field goal.
That would be nice.
I think you'd hear more cheers than boos.
Yeah,
you probably. I honestly think you would, and then you'd hear it by a rain of fucking boos, dude. makes me upset. I'm not going to be at that game. Are you guys going to get together and do a Bears preview? You guys can get together in the garage.
Yeah.
I can call in from the Dominican.
Yeah, I see just the Bears just being. I don't know. I think they're going to lose one of those games for some dumb reason.
Well, let's do something fun about the Bears season. Let's do this. Let's do this, guys. Saturday. Let's commit to this. I know it's around the holidays and shit. December 23rd, because the Browns game's the 24th, right?
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Let's do a fun podcast where everybody, you know, drinks a little bit. And, you know, we eat some food and let's do something fun. Because the Bears aren't going to provide any fun.
No,
I like to drink and eat.
Yeah, drink and eat. We'll have two tailgates, Billy.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's good.
Yeah, we're going to get lit up. Anybody want to stop by for that? Anybody who actually listens to this want to stop by? Alec Toombs, if you want to come up, dude, we'll talk gun control, man. He thinks that we need another side of this debate, which we probably do to keep everything completely objective, I guess. Maybe Dustin Byers wants to come out. Who knows? That guy don't have a phone. He probably has to. Or I shouldn't say that. I should. He probably has to blow into his phone for it to fucking work. Love you, Dustin. Maybe Pete Bodnay. He was supposed to come. Yeah. No one wants Pete Bodnay here. No, I'm just kidding. Any other Bears-related shit, guys?
No.
Random stuff? No?
I'm knocking down my prediction. I think they'll... Man, I almost want to...
You can't go below three because they have three.
I know, but I almost want to say my 3-13 is going to stick. I there's just this, like... I got this weird instinct that... It's going to stick, but if I say that, they're going to win a game or maybe two. So I'm going to knock it down one to 5-11.
I bet you have more than a weird instinct.
I got this feeling. It's just, I don't know. It just tells me this is just going to be a long, hard last, you know, end of the season where it's just going to be a lot of disappointments. I think we're going to see some positives with certain things. I'm not saying there's like not going to be any takeaways, you know. I think maybe like offensively we'll see some, you know, with the Mitch might grow a little bit. I don't think there's going
like,
to be.
I don't think anything. Like, I think he's done growing, like, height-wise. Oh, you mean his game? Never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's going to hit football puberty. But I think we're going to see a lot of these where coulda, woulda, shouldas. Like, it's been the whole season. I just don't know. I mean, I...
I hear you. It's the same. It's just we're in football hell still, Billy.
Yes.
Are we out of hell into purgatory yet? Or?
I don't know.
No, we're still...
Are we working through purgatory into hell?
It's going to start all over next year.
Out of the nine levels of hell, we're still sitting in about the sixth, you know, so...
Cool. Is that from that old video game?
No, it was from...
what was that game called?
The book.
Dungeon game. No, I don't know about that.
Books. Dante's Inferno, you know, with the whole...
We're not a book reading podcast.
Yeah, we don't do that shit. I watched The Stand once, though. So I imagine that's like that. You read The Stand?
Yeah.
Dude, let's have a podcast after this.
Back in like high school, it was a long book to read.
Stephen King podcast coming up. Mike Rogers is going to read The Stand. It's going to be a series.
Do we have like a few days? Nonstop.
All right, I ain't got shit else to say about the Bears.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm excited to go tailgate in some cold-ass weather, and I know that's going to be the best part of the day probably.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be sunny and shit tomorrow.
Until the park department screws it up and makes us park.
Well that story's worth telling, I think. There was a big move out, supposedly, at McCormick, like for the second fucking time, Bears tailgate week in a row. So we're pulling into our normal spot, and Billy's talking and being totally respectful, just like he always is, unless people fuck with him. And we just give him our coupon that we paid for, park in the lot where we always park. And he's like, no, you got to turn around. It's like, they're just telling me you got to turn around. You just got to turn around. You just got to turn around. So Billy pulls up a little bit, and we're just all just like, fuck that. Go, go, go. So we just fucking turn off to where we usually park. And turns out a few other people were doing that, too. It turns out that was the right move, man. They just don't – the right hand's not talking to the left hand up there.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
The best part of the game, they try and screw up, and that's the tailgate.
Yeah. But thank you. Big shout out to Billy for fucking just for driving through that shit. He's like, fuck you. What's funny is as soon as we turn the corner, see fucking Red Jackets just waving us on.
Yeah.
Like, really? The fucking booth guy can't talk to the people in the Red Jackets down here to fucking, you know, just idiots, man. All right.
All right, well, that's enough Bears.
I'm going to talk Mike Rogers into one more beer and one more podcast after this. All right.
Goodbye.
Later.